Emerging markets might have managed to end off the first quarter on a positive note, but rising U.S. yields and challenges brought by the pandemic still remain, further dampening the outlook. Joining me now to discuss this in a little bit more detail is RMB's Varushka Singh. Varushka, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So before we get into the where to from here and some of the expectation, let's move backwards and assess what emerging market capital flows have been like over the first quarter of 2021.
Thanks, Alicia. So over quarter one of this year, EM securities, which include your equities and debt, attracted an estimate of $74 billion US dollars worth of inflows, which is lower than what we had seen in the last quarter of last year, which was around $232 billion US dollars of inflows. Now, this is according to IIF, the Institute of International Finance, and the factors that have been viewed as reasons of scaling down the positive momentum seen at the start of the year, being as significant as it was because of the rapid increase in the US bond yields, as you had alluded to before, and not only affected the flows, but it also impacted our EM currencies. If we have to split the number that I've spoken to earlier between EM debt and equities, first quarter saw $21 billion worth of equity inflows and $53 billion worth of debt inflows. That's in US dollars. And the EM fixed income, we found, outperformed equities. So the start of the year has seen EM equities, which excludes the Chinese data, decrease month on month. If we have to include China in the analysis, you see in inflows were supported quite significantly by China.
Okay, so where to from here, and what are the potential risks on the radar screen that that you've got an eye on?
So flows remain positively supported by your rising commodity prices and improvement in trade as your trade flows have resumed. And we've seen this with basically your lockdowns being loosened, less restrictive amongst not only your G10s, but also EMs. Comparing the flows to during what we had seen, the 2013 taper tantrums, and even your EM contagion sell-off in 2018, the contagion risk is less likely to take place at such a great extent. But nevertheless, we do see recovery in the coming months, and the trend of a positive but reduced inflows may persist. And of course, it is dependent on what happens with your U.S. treasuries. The pandemic and immunization rollouts remain a risk as well, particularly amongst your EMs, and progress and a better pace of vaccinations alongside, again, your higher commodity prices will support those flows into EMs.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Varushka. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Varushka Singh, who's with RMB.